All right, what's happening, Stokes? How you been,
man? Oh, we're hanging in there. Hanging in there.
That's good, bro. So, you just got back to North Dakota. How was it?
60 days. It was a grind, but, you know, just had to figure, had that in mind the whole time. Helped me get through it, you know.
60 days? I thought you were up there for, like, 4 months. Didn't you leave February?
Yeah, 4 months total, but this last hitch, 60 days.
60 days straight.
Yeah. Yep.
Dude, that's tough. That's to do that, just 60 days, bro, like, you got to have a strong mindset. Like, that's just not something you can just go up and do. You know what I mean? Like,
you definitely have to have your goals outlined, because if not, you feel like you're out there for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think, like, if anyone is going to just, like, jump into something like that, like, you need to have something written down so you can look back and say, like, okay, this is why I'm doing this. And this is my end goal. Like, that's what I want to do. This is what I want to accomplish. And this is how long I'm going to take, you know.
Well, it's such a great lesson just in life in general. I'm so goal-oriented, and that's what everybody needs to be.
Yeah.
Your mindset. It's amazing what we can accomplish when we set goals for ourselves and we can get through those times of struggle,
yeah.
You know, when it gets hard. Because we know what's the end of the rainbow, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly, yeah, yeah. So. Yeah, that's – and you got to put it on paper.
Definitely.
Like, even for me, like, I think all these different things, like, different thoughts and goals.
Mm-hmm.
But my struggle is I don't put them on paper.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I just feel like I might not have the time, but it literally takes, mm-hmm. you know, 5 seconds to write something down. But it's so important, because when you write it down, like, you can look at it.
You can hold it, and you become attached to it in a way.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If it's a thought, it's like, you know, how many, like, I don't know the statistic exactly, but, like, we have hundreds of thousands of thoughts a day. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
it can yeah. get so clouded and everything. You have to make your goals clear. And not, like, too wordy or too long. Make them clear and concise. And you have your long term and your short term. And you'll be amazed what you can accomplish.
Yeah. I mean, it's so true. Like, and with all those thoughts that, you know, come in our head. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to be able to pick out the ones that are good. Like, mm-hmm. good positive thoughts. Mm-hmm. The ones that could lead to something. Because, you know, there's probably out of that 100,000, I'd be willing to bet there's maybe 100
mm-hmm.
in a day.
Small percentage that are making you better.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And ones that you can take and go from there. Like,
yes.
you can...
They're actually productive thoughts.
Yes,
instead of just like,
exactly.
I mean, you know, that's what we say, we're dreaming. Our mind's always working. So, you know, how many of those thoughts are we benefiting from, you know, instead of just...
Yeah.
That's one thing I, like, in North Dakota got me through a lot was I meditated on a daily basis. And that, like, really, I strongly feel that helped me get through it.
Yeah.
And they said that, you know, take time out of your day every day and focus, like, put extreme focus into what you're doing. And, like, be real in that moment. And just try to do little segments throughout the day. There's 30 seconds at a time. But if you can do that 2 or 3 times a day, you'd be amazed, like, how that can change your mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would do it driving, just simple tasks. It's amazing what your brain can, what its potential. Honestly.
Yeah, exactly. And meditation isn't just a thing. Like, it isn't just, like, a close-your-eyes kind of thing. Like, close your eyes and just think about nothing. Like, meditation is literally, like, the art of doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. It's so, and I'm such a testament of this. It's a skill. When I was, first meditating,
100%.
I was, like, daydreaming. And, like, that's okay when you're first starting. Obviously, everybody starts somewhere. But as you go on, you're supposed to train your mind to focus, like, whether it's your body weight, you know, your breathing, every little muscle that's moving while you're breathing, you know, that's as you grow and get better at meditating.
Yeah, yeah.
You can focus on those things.
Yeah, one thing that's definitely helped me, because I try to find, you know, at least 10 to 15 minutes a night.
Mm-hmm.
To just sit down and meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Meditate is what I mm-hmm. is what I call it.
Just
but
deep
I mean,
breathing.
I mean, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's just doing nothing. Mm-hmm. But for me, one thing that's helped is just focusing on breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will just put all my concentration just on my breaths in and out, in
mm-hmm.
and out. And I'll just say that over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because, you know, you might get going a couple minutes in and then your brain's thinking about something you did today.
And that's, which, you know, I use the... Because I do guided meditation. I use the app Headspace. And I feel like it's honestly been one of the best investments for me. Because for me, it's really hard for me to sit down and have a clear mind.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking about something, like daydreaming, getting distracted.
Oh, yeah.
And so this guides me when I get distracted and when I start daydreaming. It kind of bumps me in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it goes along with those things like self-care and having self-respect. As far as buying books, you know, buying healthy foods, but anything to help your worth, your self-value, is like such an investment, such a great 100%. Investment.
Even people's online courses. I mean, but I mean, you're really gonna have to sift through the people that are there to educate you and give you value. But there's so many people out there that made these courses that you can buy, and you can go through them and you will learn so much. I mean, personally, I haven't bought a course yet just because they put out a lot of free content on YouTube. And so, you know, you can watch all those videos and you can take away anything from there. You know, there's always, if someone's putting something on YouTube, not all of them, but for the most part, there's going to be some sort of value in that video.
Man, how lucky are we to have YouTube in this day and age? Like, literally, you can learn any skill you want to on the touch, like by touching your phone screen.
Just typing it in and watching it, dude. It's
amazing, so really. I mean, how much, like, have we learned just through investing because of it?
Oh, everything.
Yeah.
Everything I've learned has been from YouTube or books.
And so I've learned just most of my stuff from you, and so that, and you come from YouTube, so I mean, it's like, it's amazing what knowledge we've obtained just from that.
Yeah.
And how much more we have to learn.
Oh, absolutely. And dude, like, it might sound crazy, like, to our parents, because, like, they never had the internet. No. They never had things to learn. Like, they had to learn from people.
And it's so, all a personal experience.
Oh, yeah. Which is perfectly fine. That's an awesome way to learn to have a mentor.
Definitely.
But, like, you go to your parents and you start explaining all these things, and they ask where you learned it, and you say the internet. I think
they discredit it. Exactly. That generation definitely discredits it. And it's, you know, we need to get out of that train of thought and, you know, use, I get our phones can be poisoned in a lot of ways, but it's a tool like none other we've ever had.
Exactly. Like, you know, like, we're such in the early stages of it. The first iPhone came out in 2008.
Wow. You know, bro. 11 years ago.
11 years. That is it. Like, so we're still
We'll
so
look back
early
100 years ago. What cars were we driving 100 years ago? And now we have companies like Tesla. It's like, we're so, like, it's just amazing how we're progressing.
It's so crazy.
Okay.
I don't know.
And I was going to ask you, what motivated you to start learning about investing, you know, in finances in general?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I remember my senior year, I was in an entrepreneurship class, and I'll be honest, I don't remember things I learned from that class.
Who does?
And you know, I mean, you know why. I come to school and, you know, you don't, your focus
isn't
there.
Don't apply yourself.
Exactly, bro. But I remember sitting in that class, and we must have had a lesson on stocks and that kind of stuff, and it piqued my interest just like that, you know. And so I'd get on the computer and I'd look at Apple stock, and I'd just see the prices, and I had no idea what I was looking at, but I thought it was so interesting,
just money, just money being tied to that,
exactly,
just interestly triggered,
because like interest. The biggest motivator for me right now is freedom, but back then it was money, and so anything I could do to make money, that's what motivated me, and it's turned into freedom. But money brings freedom.
Oh, so money! Money doesn't bring. That's, you know, like the age old question. Like, is money happiness? I think money brings like material joy, but it never brings true like happiness.
Oh no, absolutely not.
You know,
but you need to have money because money is a vehicle. And that vehicle can drive you to the freedom you want, drive you to the happiness you want. But yeah, anyway, so that's how I started. It was my senior year. I just look at stocks.
Okay.
And then for, I don't know, probably 8 months, I just got working, you know, I started excavating.
Started the grind,
And dude, I started making a lot of money for an 18-year-old.
Oh, like, yeah.
That shit was just coming in, you know, and I was just like, hey,
it's kind I've of a
never
in a way. You
had
never,
this money before.
Yeah, and it's...
And so I would just spend it, bro.
Yep.
Everything that came in, it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked back at my taxes at the end of the year, and I saw I'd made, like, I think it was 40 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
what do you have to show for it?
Dude, like, where is all this money? And so that's kind of the turning point for me. And then I really started looking into investing in the stock market.
How to make your money work for you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And one of the first guys I caught on to, his name's Ricky Gutierrez or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he's a day trader. And for those of you who don't know what day trading is, it's basically buying stocks and selling them in the same day. Maybe even in the same minute. Mm-hmm. So you buy a large quantity of like $1 to $2 stocks, and you sell them when they get like 50 cents above the price that you bought them for. So you just make a little bit of money like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's kind of interesting. But I was a little nervous to get in. So what I did, I just got on and I just, so I downloaded the Robinhood app. Mm-hmm. And the first day I had seen that Facebook mm-hmm. had actually dropped $30 because they had a bad earnings. And so I'm like in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, this is what Facebook was before. It was like mm-hmm. a 170 or something like that. And now it's at 150, mm-hmm. 140. I'm like, okay, this is going to go back up to its value.
Yeah, just that little connection you made, that's what kickstarted it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I bought Facebook, like 140, something like that. Mm-hmm. And then the next couple days, it started going down again. Mm. And, you know, me not knowing...
Like the average investor out there, they panic and they sell.
Exactly. Because mm-hmm. I had no idea what I was doing.
Yep.
And I, you know, exactly. I panicked. I sold, lost like, I don't know, 20 bucks, something like that.
Yep.
And I did that for a couple of stocks where they...
constantly losing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, this isn't working. Mm-hmm. And then I just kept... I bought some books at the DI, actually. Mm-hmm. And I started reading them. And I don't know, they just weren't... I just wasn't learning a lot.
You couldn't
from
apply
them.
That knowledge to you directly.
Exactly.
And that's a big deal with any book, I feel. You know, you have to find an author that relates to you and speaks to you directly. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why we have... You know, using audiobooks is like a tool. You know, podcasts, like anything like that, that you... that speaks to you directly, as it, because we're all different, you know, and we all learn differently. So I feel just in learning in general, you know, find something that works for you, because there's so much material out there, like you'll find something that works for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And whatever it is, I mean, that's an example of investing, how mm-hmm. it works for you. But, and that was gonna touch on too, like Robinhood the app, if no one's ever done it, to get your feet wet, I think it's a great app to buy, you know, start in the stock market. Dude. Great.
100%. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you saw what I put on Instagram, that little video. Someone asked the easiest way to, or the best investment.
As a startup.
As a startup with not a lot of money.
Yeah.
First of all, it's books. 100% books.
Educate yourself first.
And I mm-hmm. wish I would have done this more, mm-hmm. because I wouldn't have lost the money I've lost. And I haven't even touched on how much I've really lost yet.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have done it. You know, I would have mm-hmm. learned everything, and I would have learned that long-term investing is the best way to do it.
Yeah, I say slow and steady wins the race. Exactly. Investing. There's no, and you hear these miracle stories, these guys getting rich off of, you know, Bitcoin and stuff. That's such a rarity, and that's such the wrong mindset going into starting investing your money. I mean, because it does not work like that. That's like hitting the lottery, literally. Yeah. I mean, that's not how it is.
Oh, it's like a fisherman story.
Yep.
You know, they always tell you about the big mm-hmm. fish they caught, but they never mm-hmm. tell you about the ones that got away.
Yep. 100%.
But anyways, yeah, my second piece of advice was get the Robinhood app, because there's no commissions, and so you can place mm-hmm. trades for free.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where else you can do that. And that's what
there's
you
like
first...
maybe a couple. But okay, Robinhood's the best though out there for that.
When you introduced me to stocks, I was kind of the same way. This is my story. So I think I invested $100, and I can't remember what company it was. It was
some shitty one. I gave you the advice too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, this is a low one. Cause this is back when I still didn't know a lot, and I'm like, this is low price, you can buy a lot of shares for it.
I was the same. I was like, how to make you know, make $50 today or something like that. And so the same thing happened. I kind of like forgot about it, honestly, for a day or two, and all of a sudden I was down $20. I was like, oh hell no, you know.
sold out.
And then, you know, after I got back into it, I was like, how am I down 20? But I remembered back, you know, 6 or 7 months ago, whatever, when I started, I initially lost that $20 mm-hmm. whatever. But you know, it wasn't a big hit, but it was just a lesson learned. That's not the proper way strategy to invest your money. It's mm-hmm. slow and steady, you know. And that's get overwhelmed thinking you have to invest thousands and thousands of dollars with your startup.
You don't. You just don't.
Start with 10% of your paycheck. You know, like, just fill it out. And most importantly, educate yourself, because, you know, it's your own money. Why do you not want to invest it smartly?
Yeah. And So yeah, after I bought those three companies, I'd bought a couple and I was just holding them, seeing if I can make some, you know, money. And then I looked and I took a break. It was probably like a 3 to 4 month break where I just wasn't buying any. I was just kind of sitting on some. And I just wasn't making a ton of money, which I was pretty discouraged about. And then I got looking into all the cannabis stocks. And boy, was that dangerous.
Definitely. Yes.
It was dangerous, but just because all those cannabis stocks are not making any money right now.
Yeah.
And so they're very speculative.
I just looked in that today because the one, Cronos, that we're invested in, is, it's like stagnant. And I'm reading several articles. I'm just like, why is it like everyone's like, it's stagnant, get out. And I looked through like 3 or 4 different companies and everyone's like this, you know, I was like, that's the smart, it's just patience, it you know, that's like in life in general, but especially, you know, investing your money, it's patience.
So yeah, I bought into a company called Canopy Growth and I bought in and a month later it had gone up $10 from the price I bought it from. So I made about $200.
Yeah.
I'm like, sweet. And so I sold it, you know, made some money. And at that point I got looked into this company called Tilray. And Tilray started from like, I don't know, $15, somewhere around there. And when I looked at them, they had started like 3 months prior and they're at like $100 the stock was. And I got looking into it and it said that they only released a certain amount of shares. And so everyone wanted to jump on Tilray. And so I'm like, this is perfect. Perfect way to make some quick cash, you know? And so I bought in, I think I bought, I don't know, 20 shares at $100. And I'd been holding these and my cousin, he invited us to go golfing.
That's right, I remember that day.
And it was like a Tuesday or something. So we went golfing and I remember I looked at my Robinhood app at around noon and everything was pretty normal. And we just get golf, you know, having a good time. And I looked back at it around like 1 o'clock and I had seen that I was down over $1,000 on that.
That quick.
That quick, wow. But it was so crazy because not 30 minutes before, Tilray had hit $300 a share.
So how much would you have profited off that day?
I think like $2,000, $1,500.
That big of a swing.
Somewhere around there. And literally 15 minutes later, it was down. And I was down $1,000.
I mean, that's the risk in it.
You know? I was like, oh my gosh. And so I was just so pissed about that. But I wasn't, it obviously didn't click enough. Because I was into the options trading right after that. And so yeah, come October time, I had a whole bunch of different companies I was trading options with. And one of them was Pluralsight.
Oh, for those that don't know, what is the definition of options, option trading?
So option trading is basically, so there's put options and there's call options. And so the call option, the definition is you have the option to buy $100 shares at a set price. And so, but there's a time limit so that like you can invest options, like a month out, 3 months out, even to a year out to some of them. And so you're basically banking that, say Pluralsight is at $20 right now, and you buy a $30 call option for, say, I don't know, say September. Right now we're in June. So you buy a $30 call option for September. You're basically banking that Pluralsight is going to get to, basically $30 by September. Like that's what you want. So you'll buy it at that price. You're basically saying like you think Pluralsight's going to be above $30 in September because you want to have the option to buy 100 shares at $30 because that $30 is going to be a lower price than what you think it's going to be in September.
And you're gambling that it's going
to
be lower.
Exactly. Like you're gambling that you're going to be able to buy in for a lower price. And the put options is the exact opposite. So you think it's going to go down a lot by September.
So basically you're trying to, you know, guess what that stock is going to do, up or down.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you can make money if it goes down. and put it in short, right?
Yeah, if you put...
You're betting they're going to lose money next quarter.
With the put option. Mm-hmm. Like, you're betting that they're going to... The price is going to go down, mm-hmm. and you'll gain that money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's basically what I was doing, is I was guessing that these companies were going to make money or lose money. Mm-hmm. And Pluralsight, I don't remember what I bought the calls stuff in for, but I remember I was up, like, $400 to $500 mm-hmm. at that point. And I remember asking you, I was like, dude, what do you think I should do? Do you think I should sell it and, you know, take the profit or keep it going? Mm-hmm. And I decided to sell it, and so I made the profit, which was good. But I'd made the money, and mm-hmm. so I thought it was working. Mm. And so I kept doing it.
Stayed in.
And I stayed in. Definitely. And I think I lost probably another $700, $800. Mm. And due to this point, I'm like,
done with it.
Yeah, I'm down close to like $2,000 total. Wow. Like, this is not working. And so I started just reading more, looking into YouTube more, and I found this guy named Jeremy, who has the financial mm-hmm. education channel that I show you. Uh-huh. And his mindset is all about long-term investing. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really interesting. And I started reading The Intelligent Investor, which is a book that Warren Buffett suggests. Mm-hmm. And it goes into a whole bunch of different stuff about stocks. Like, you literally learn everything about it.
Yep.
And the main thing they teach is long-term investing. Like, that's what wins. Mm-hmm. You know, you read the book Tortoise and the Hare. Mm-hmm. Every time I read it, the tortoise always wins, bro. It never changes, you know?
You know, there's no plot twist in that
exactly.
one.
Exactly. Same with investing. Exactly. So I started looking at all that, and I said to myself, okay, this is what works for people, mm-hmm. is long-term investing. And so what I did is I bought 20 shares of Apple. This was after October, mm-hmm. so I'd made, you know, a pretty decent amount of money from that horse deal.
Yep.
And so I'd put a lot more money back in, and at this point I had around like $4,000, $4,500 in my account.
And this was right before the stock market kind of went down. Right at the beginning of the year, it kind of went, it took that hit.
Exactly. When I bought in, it was about mid-December, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. And so the market had lost a lot of value. Mm. It was down like 10% at that point.
Yeah.
And I saw Apple was down a whole bunch.
What were they at the time? Like 150 or 160?
Yeah, the time that I bought, it was at 165. Mm. And, you know, previously in, I think, November, October, they were at like 230, somewhere around there. Yeah. So they had lost a bunch of value.
Rarely going to find Apple at that price.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to buy it up.
So I bought 20 shares of Apple at 165. That was my cost basis. Mm-hmm. And I'd bought one share of Google because Google had gone down $200.
Wow.
And I bought those in December, and I held them, and I didn't sell until, I think it had to have been April.
Really?
Yeah, I held on to them.
Like, so they had the stock market started climbing its way back up did, at that time?
So basically by the end of January, everything started to kind of get back.
Yeah.
Not back to normal yet, but I could see they were climbing.
Yeah.
And I just had that long-term mindset, like, okay, I'm just going to hold this as long as I want, because these are great companies. Yep.
And like, that's something you want to stay in long term and just keep always just buy another. Every paycheck, just buy another stock.
Yeah.
Buy another share.
But you got to make sure that they're great companies, they're making money, and that they're going to be around in 5 to 7 years.
And that's what, like, really enticed me for, like, investing in that, was I could research the company, research the CEO, like, how innovative was their product. You know, it was like... You know, it was cool, like, how to spend my money and how mm-hmm. I make my money work for me, in a way. It was super, it was just like the same chemical reaction in my brain that gambling brought to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was super, for those of you are like that, like a lot of you are, like, super highly recommend, you know, just dip your feet in the stock market.
Yes.
Give it a try.
It's so much more safe than gambling. You know what I mean? I mean, we've both gone to freaking...
There's a reason why the casinos look the way they look. You know? They're not losing money.
No,
you know,
like,
that's
no
the
way.
Deal, you know. Another thing I wanted to go into was just personal finance in general. Budgeting, how to invest your money just in general, what to buy, what not to buy, you know, and the stereotypes that we as, like, 24, 25, and younger, what we spend our money on commonly.
Yeah, and it's, mm-hmm. you know, we've both been there. We've both...
Oh, 100%. I've been neck deep in it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And what's the average age for the American that invests, start investing their money?
30.
Yep.
It's 30 years old.
30 years old.
That's so late in the game.
How many people, I mean, legitimately, as Americans, like, we got to start making, like, a regular paycheck at what? 20, 21 years old on average? I mean, I get, like, 18 to 20 there in high school. People are doing different things. But pretty much, you know, well, I guess there is, you know, people like
yeah, go 4 or 6
years of school. Probably later than
I'd
that.
I'd say probably 25 is when they start getting a job.
I think that's safer.
I mean, we're kind of different because we're not enrolled in full-time school.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, we're doing, like, I'm doing online right now.
Yeah.
But, like, we both have a job. Yeah. So, like, we're a little different. Like, we have an income coming in.
Yes.
But yeah, I'd say 25 is probably the average age when they start getting the income.
Yeah. And the thing with that is, you know, whether you're investing into a Roth IRA, like, more time that money sits and grows, the better. So, you know, get in as early as you can.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying that, like, if you start at 30, like, it's not too late.
Don't invest money you don't have.
Yeah, well, that's 100% true. But you can still make millions of dollars in the stock market if you start at 30. I mean, it's going to be harder.
Yes,
like, you're going to have to invest
more. Yeah, I'm not
more.
Saying that's like, you know, you're doomed if you don't start till 30. It's just start as quickly as you financially can. You know, there's different situations depending on different things. But it's just like habits in life, I feel. The more times you do it, the easier it gets. So the more times you put your money, you invest in things, but then pull it out because you're getting in over your head, the easier it's going to get. The way I look at it, when I invest money, I put it in my Robinhood account. I view it as it's spent. I can't go in on it if I get tight or anything. So it forces me to budget my money better. And so that's, you know, helps me, you know, because I budget a percentage of the money I make into that. So, you know, as far as like material items, why is that such a bad investment for people to buy?
Because they don't go up in value.
Why invest your money in something that depreciates? You know, it's losing money.
Exactly. And most, I would dare say, 70% of the vehicles out there will lose value. Like, there's some collectible cars that will gain value, but the most cars that people our age are buying will lose value.
100%. And that goes all, like, people buying brand new cars. Like, I just can never understand that. As soon as you put 100 miles on that brand new pickup you bought, was 24 miles on it, straight off the lot, next month it's worth $7,000 less. You know, it's amazing. It's, like, it's crazy just because, you know, I don't know. It's not a smart investment.
It's not. I mean, you do need a vehicle, but what comes with that is you need to buy a vehicle that you can afford.
Yes.
Not, and afford, I say, what money you have to pay for it outright.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't, even if the bank will give you that loan, that doesn't mean you can afford it.
And this is, like, I got caught in the same trap. Because I was like, well, I need to build my credit, you know, because my overall goal is to be debt-free at 24 and to have a good enough credit score where I can get a low interest rate on some property, buy a house. Because, side note, the single best investment there is property. You know, what's the only commodity in this world we can't make more of? Property.
Exactly.
And they're never making more of it. They never will.
They never will.
Unless, you know, some glaciers melt or something.
Yeah, you
maybe
know.
Less of it.
Maybe a volcano in Hawaii.
Yeah, we never know. We never know. But that was my plan. You know, I'll get great credit. There's so many different ways to build credit. But, you know, Riley, you're talking to me, how ways to build your credit without a car loan. You know, what are some of those things?
So what I do, because right now I'm 100% debt-free. So what I do to build my credit, because I've looked into it, because
to keep your credit, it needs to be revolving. It's either going up or down, you know.
And when I was first getting into this, I didn't want anything to do with credit, because credit is associated with debt, and I absolutely hate debt.
Just think about it. What's the richest corporation in the world? It's banks. It's just like casinos. I mean, there's a reason why they're extremely wealthy. They live off of debt. And we as people, you know, especially young adults, we can't get stuck in this rut that we feel like we need to live with debt. You figure. And a 30-year mortgage, which is pretty typical for the most part, you pay $400,000. You know, what are you paying interest out of that? You know, I mean, 10% or more with a house generally? What is it? I mean,
houses?
Yeah.
I've seen them. They're like, you can get one for like 3.39. I think that's like the, interest rates right now.
Okay.
For and, houses.
In the lifespan of that loan, I mean, you're paying thousands and thousands of dollars in dead money to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's just, I get a house can be an asset, but don't, you know, that's why car loans, you know, these huge, tremendous car loans, like $60,000 plus. I mean, that's such a bad investment.
It's so, money. It's so stupid.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird, you know. I got into so tight money-wise after working in North Dakota. I could see a price on something. I was like, that's 2 hours worth of work. Yeah. And so I started trading my time for items, you know, material items. I'm like, well, that's a bad trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm literally on a time clock here. We all are. Like,
yeah. You're gonna
are those
die.
Shoes? You look back on 30 years, man, I really needed them.
You know, no, exactly. You didn't.
Once you change your mindset, your lifestyle, it's amazing what the difference will be going forward.
And dude, a lot of it comes from, and I can say this because I've had it myself, a lot of it comes from trying to impress people. That's what it is.
Oh, man.
You know?
Like,
and it's so stupid.
How much in this day and age is, you know, people pleasing and other people's perception of us, like how much of our mind does that rule, you know? Like,
yeah, it's so important to people, and I understand where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Because I was the same way, you know.
I think everybody has been to a point.
Absolutely. Some people are still stuck in it. They might not notice, but it's time to realize that the people that you think that you're impressing, they don't give a damn about you.
They don't care what you're doing.
They really don't.
And the whole thing behind, you know, Instagram, Twitter, it's serious. I mean, I get there is ways to grow your brand, your product, whatever. Like, it can be a useful tool if used that way. But 90% of it, we all know, it's a jealousy thing. Look what he's doing. But once I got out of that mindset that everybody has struggles. Everybody struggles with their own things.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we all, like,
100%.
Billionaires have problems, we all have problems.
100%.
Like, money doesn't solve all of them.
I mean, their problems are just with numbers now. Yep. You know, bigger numbers.
Exactly. Once you learn that, you know, that the grass is always greener on that person you follow with, you know, the 10,000 followers, that their life maybe isn't as great as you think, then you realize, you start changing the way you think about things.
Then you start to notice that those new Jordans, they aren't as cool as you think they are.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, if you buy things to make you yourself feel good, like, that's okay sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, you're gonna have, but you gotta figure it out. Like, you can't buy those things every month. You know, you figure out, like, okay, this new pair of shoes,
and
I'm going
to save up
for
them. And
exactly.
It's amazing what, like, the added value when you did. You saved up and you worked for something, how much more value it has.
Exactly.
Instead if you just impulsively go out and buy something on a Friday night.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to love those shoes for a week, you know.
Yeah.
But if you're saving up for it, then you're going to buy those shoes and you're going to know what you saved up
for,
how long
it
took,
you know,
and then you're going to appreciate them.
And shoes are just a small example.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know, I mean, look, like a house or, you know, bigger things from there. But, you know, and this goes, I just started a new book. It's called, I just lost my mind. What is it? It's, I'll think about it. But it goes, it's a bunch of psychologists and psychiatrists. They do a study on before and after patients that get plastic surgery and how it affects their confidence and, like, how their self-perception and how they see themselves. It's amazing because the first little while after, you know, these patients get their plastic surgery, they feel like there's no change, and, like, there's no change in their attitude or their self-perception. But as it goes on, it's amazing, this doctor was saying, how much they're, like, it changed their lifestyle. It changed how they thought people viewed them.
Yeah.
And literally, they were so much more of a positive person, like, because of that. And that's how weird, like, how powerful, strong our minds are, and how much, like, that's why I can't stress enough, like, self-care and self-respect are, you know, and how much self-confidence stems from them. You know what I mean? Like, you know, go ahead.
That's, I don't know, it's just kind of crazy. Like, if we allow our minds to go to a place, like, I don't know, it's, our minds are just so powerful. Like, we can literally,
like, the power of visualization. Your mind doesn't know the difference between reality and what you put in your mind. And that's why visualization and meditation are such, the law of attraction, Like, they're real, it's, you know, 100% like real. You visualize abundance, you visualize yourself living debt free, you visualize, you know, a family, your career, you know, your dream job. The more you put those things into existence and put them out there, life has a way of putting a path in front of you. It's just, you have to be disciplined in how to get there.
Yeah.
And you can, we can do, that's, I mean, especially as Americans, we can do whatever we want. I mean, this is like the, I mean, you can literally be whoever you want to be. You can choose what you want to do.
This,
I mean,
yeah. This is the greatest country.
The land of opportunity. 100%.
Mm-hmm. 100%. It's, and especially this day and age too, like we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. like there's not a better time in history to go out and do what you want. Exactly. What a time to be alive. But I mean, more to touch on, thinking about things like, so the more like you visualize and think about the things you want,
mm-hmm.
the more that, so if you're thinking about, okay, I want to invest $400 a month,
mm-hmm.
the more you think about it and all the time, even when you're at work, the thought comes, I need to invest $400,
mm-hmm.
then you just eventually start doing the things
necessary. Exactly. You start cutting out those trips to the convenience store, yeah. just subconsciously.
Yeah.
You literally, I mean, you do what's your mind will do what's necessary to reach that goal for you.
Yeah. Cause that goal is so much on your mind, mm-hmm. that you just start doing it.
Well, all we are as a humans are products of our thoughts.
Yes. 100%.
And so we can control our thoughts. You know, why would you not want to choose positive, like optimistic, uplifting thoughts? Yeah. You know, like, always acquiring knowledge. Why would you not want to keep striving for those things?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, I understand there's people out there, I know people, mm-hmm. that they suffer from anxiety and mm-hmm. depression.
That's a real thing.
And
that's a real thing.
100%, 100%. Mm-hmm. And for those folks out there with that issue, that battle that they fight,
mm-hmm.
it's harder for them to control mm-hmm. their thoughts. It's just a fact.
We as humans, like everybody, I mean, we all know everybody that's gifted at something that we struggle with. You're like, how does that come so naturally to them? You know, we all have our talents and things we're good at. We all struggle with different things.
Mm-hmm.
Some people struggle with, you know, controlling their thoughts and depression. That's real, you know. And that's, you know, it becomes, but that doesn't mean they
can't do
they
it.
They can't, you know.
It's, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm blessed because I don't suffer with those.
No.
And so controlling my thoughts is so easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
But people who have that, it's such a battle for them. It's so hard, but it's
definitely,
it's so possible. It's going to take a lot of work, but
they'll appreciate it more once, you know, but honestly, they're probably always going to struggle with that, but how much that victory will be that much sweeter when they can conquer that demon or whatever that is.
And you know, for them, especially like mm-hmm. they're not going to win their mind
mm-hmm.
every single thought. Like no. They're going to have bad thoughts, but if you can win 60% of those thoughts, mm-hmm. you're winning.
Yeah.
You know?
And that goes along with, you know, in life, no matter how sweet is you, because, you know, I kind of get that whenever life's going too smooth, too peacefully, I'm like, oh, okay, something's coming up, you know, like.
Yeah. Oh, I get that, dude.
Some rough roads ahead of me. Flip that to your advantage, those trials, because, I mean, newsflash, like, life, there's always going to be something that comes up unexpected, a trial in our lives. Try to see the positive in that and use that to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in every situation, there's a lesson to be learned in every trial.
Yeah, dude, like, I don't know, I mean, like, for example, like, in January,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that trial that I went through with my brother, like,
wow, yeah.
Dude, it's,
for those of you don't know,
hardest thing.
Riley's brother passed away in a car accident, you know, hit a patch of black ice, you know, I mean, that's so devastating for family. I mean, he was up in North Dakota at the time, away from, separate, you know, 1,000 miles away from his family, you know, like that's a trial nobody saw coming. But just from my experience, viewing his family objectively from the outside, like how strong they were going through that, it was such like a motivator for me, you know, like wow, and the power of, you know, positive thoughts and looking at the bigger picture, and that's all I could see in that. A perfect example of that.
And it was, like I was, like it was tough,
mm-hmm.
and like you said, I had to come home from North Dakota, but me coming home, it presented so many opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see these opportunities at first.
No.
Like, I'm not going to lie, the first mm-hmm. 2 months, even now, mm-hmm. but the first 2 months were so hard, dude. Like,
oh, definitely.
That's all I was focused on. And it was just, it was not, yeah. it's not fun. It's not good.
No.
But me coming home has brought opportunities like like this podcast. Mm-hmm. Like if I was up there, yeah, I might not have been so motivated to start this. Like we're both motivated.
Oh, 100%. You know? I'm a firm believer everything happens for a reason.
100%.
And if you stop the mindset of being poor me picked on and losing as an opportunity to get better yourself, or in the heat of the moment, just like, what am I trying to be taught here? You know?
Yeah. It's hard to do in
it
the
is.
Moment.
It is. Like, easier said than done, 100%. Absolutely. But really, like, I challenge all you, your next shortcoming, whatever it is, try to flip it to your advantage and try to look at the positive.
Yeah, there's always going to be a positive in it. That's the reason we get trials, is to grow from them, learn from them, and
who can we influence along the way? Who are we supposed to change? Exactly. Not only ourselves, but who also can we touch
in that way? And to prosper from those trials. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why we're here, you know? And always getting better.
There's always an analogy I like, you know, goes along. Putting out somebody's fire doesn't add to yours, you know? So don't rain on somebody's parade, necessarily, you know?
Okay,
like,
yeah.
You know, like, I don't know how am I saying this, but, you know, it goes on with life, but don't be jealous. I mean, it's like, jealousy is such, like, a drain and such a negative thing, jealousy in this day and age. And that's, I feel like social media is really centered around.
It's hard on yourself, dude. When you're jealous and you're always thinking about what someone else is doing,
yeah,
that's hard on you.
It weighs on you because you're the person with that. I mean, whatever is grudge holding, the person, like, you're holding the grudge, the weight's on you at that point. You're holding the extra weight. Like, if you just let go and forgive and forget, you know, like, how much weight is lifted off your shoulders and how much you can progress going forward without that, you know.
And I know, like, we both had people that, like, have done us wrong in the past. And it's hard. It is hard to let that go and to forgive them. Mm-hmm. But I 100% promise, if you can do that, then that is just a weight off of your shoulders. You're going to be able to do so many
more
things.
You don't have to carry that burden, that, you know, that thought.
It's not on your mind anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh. I mean, freaking dude, Drake said it best in a song. Mm-hmm. You know, screw what they got going on. I got to represent.
You got to focus on my own shit.
That's right.
100%. And I think Gary Vee said this. Nobody will ever criticize you that's doing less. You know, think about that for a minute. You know, I mean, kind of says it best. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Not really.
Okay. So if you're out hustling and you don't have the time, the mind space to look, peek over the fence at what your neighbor's doing or what that person you idolize is doing, somebody that's doing more than you will never criticize you.
Oh, yeah, somebody that's doing more. Mm-hmm. I think you said someone that's doing less.
No, bad. I said that wrong.
Someone that's doing more, they will never look, you know, because they got their stuff to worry about.
I mean, they're hustling. They got their own hopes and dreams.
And that's why, like, a lot of jealousy comes from the people that aren't out there hustling. They aren't trying to make themselves better. Mm-hmm. Like, they think that they can just look at someone else and try to tear them down for trying something new, doing something that they're doing.
And whatever it is, as human beings, I never feel like we should stop learning. And we always should put ourselves in situations to struggle. What I mean, learn something new. Be bad at stuff in life. I mean, don't always, like, be, you know, self-conscious about, oh, I suck at this. I don't even want to try stopping. You know, everybody starts somewhere. And anything in life, you know, like, we always, it's so good for us to struggle at stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And overcome, you know, those trials and things that come with that. And it could be a new job, you know, a new hobby, you know. Those are so important, I believe.
I mean, just like you, like investing, like, this isn't something that you were good at. Like, you're still not good at it. No. I'm still not good at it. But that's good because we can learn from
our mistakes. It's a learned skill. Yeah. And you're always, we can always keep learning. As humans, we should never stop learning. That's what, you're either progressing in life or you're degressing.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, just that little Instagram video I put on.
Yep.
That was hard for me, bro.
Yeah. Because
I hate watching myself talk. And I hate listening
100%.
To it.
100%.
But I thought that I could bring value to someone. I thought maybe there's someone out there that I can help.
If it triggers one person's interest and if one person learns from that post, you know, it's amazing what I heard, just people that I know that didn't even ask you a question that were interested in that.
Yeah.
That I hit me up about that. All right, well, Riley's like, big investing, people have no idea, you know?
And that's all right, dude. Mm-hmm. But I mean, because I've been so focused on trying to get myself better, get my finances aligned, that, you know, maybe not a lot of people know, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 100% okay with that. But I feel like I'm at a point now that I might be able to help someone. Yep. So for me, I feel like I have a calling to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, from the things that I know, I yeah. need to help people with.
You need to spread that light.
Exactly. Elsewhere. Or else I can't yeah. grow. If I just keep it all to myself, mm-hmm. that's just not healthy for me. That's it's not like, healthy for anything.
I guess this is, I mean, I know this isn't just me, but it's amazing, like, teaching somebody a skill. Or just, or, you know, like, coaching. Mm. Like, the satisfaction you get from that. I just have an example of coaching my little cousin with wrestling. You know, like, I get more nervous, you know, going to his matches yeah. than I did my own. Oh, you know, yeah. like, I can get where coaches, you know, like, they get the thrill out of it. And it's so, yeah. seeing someone, you know, like, progress at something, whatever it is, like, there's such a deep level of satisfaction yeah. in that.
And you also know that they're a product of your labors.
Of your knowledge.
Of your knowledge, yep. yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that alone should be a motivator for you.
You know, if they exceed you, you know, like, that's awesome. Exactly. Opinion, you know?
I mean, I think we look at our football coaches, Coach yeah. Wise, Coach List, Coach Smart, Hannah. Yep. Those guys love football so much, but the thing they love more
yep.
is teaching us, watching us do it.
Yep.
100%. Do they get more excited than we do? Oh, let's yeah. be honest.
I mean, because they don't get paid for the amount of time
they spend there. Enough.
It's because they love to do it.
Exactly.
You know? And that's like, that. I think that's so cool to watch somebody just so like invested and so into what they're doing, you know? Like,
and it's all because they're helping someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's so awesome. That's so cool. I have so much respect for someone that can yep. put so much time and effort into helping someone else.
Definitely.
Dude, that's such a skill and such a valuable thing to have.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I recently this is kind of different, but the same. I recently watched a film called, like, Free Solo. And put in short, rock climbing, you have all these ropes and carabiners and attachments to you. So if you fall, you slip, you fall a couple feet, it catches you.
Whatever. Yeah.
The steepest face in the world, this guy free climbs it.
Oh, it's so crazy.
Nothing. He has a bag of chalk, and that's it. He free climbs this. So one slip, like, he's done. You know, and most people, when I first started watching the film, like, this guy's crazy. I mean, literally, like,
he doesn't have any life. But
for him, that made him feel alive, you know, and they interviewed his mom. They're like, how do you feel about this? I mean, there's like a very good percent chance that your son's going to die.
Yeah.
Like, and the film crew that made this, they're like, they're all prepared for it. You know, they planned out who was going to make the call to the ambulance, who was going to make the call to his mom. Like, they were very prepared for him to die. But prior to him climbing, they asked his mom, like, how do you feel about this? And she said, who am I to like take away what he loves to do?
Yeah.
Because more than money in this life, you know, we're here for the experience and what makes us feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like those little moments, whatever it is, that we should strive for as yeah. humans. Those moments that used to get lost in it. Mm-hmm. You know, they call that being the zone or whatever. Like, I don't know. It's just chase your passion, because literally life is so short. Like,
dude, and I can come with anything. And for me, I don't think I've mm-hmm. found 100% my passion, but I found mm-hmm. passions right now.
Yep.
And so that's what I pursue. I mean, yeah, I still have to have a job to bring in income.
Yep.
But I found passions.
Yeah.
Like investing.
Yeah.
100%. That's a passion of mine.
Oh, yeah.
And so I put all my focus into that, all the focus I can into that.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be with anything, like a dog trainer, for example. Like, if you have dogs and you love training, like, that's what you love, dude, that's awesome.
Pursue 100%. That 100%. Go in, all in on that.
I love that, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be with any, like, freaking a golfer, dude. Like, if you're in the zone, you hit, you're driving, you hit something off the line, like, you're, if that's what you love, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%.
I have so much respect for people that can find their passions and just pursue them.
Yep.
And there's always a way to pursue it. It's mm-hmm. going to be hard. There's going to be risk involved.
There's going to be discipline. You have to be disciplined. You know, whatever it is, like, I don't know, it's just, the harder the struggle, like, the greater the reward for me, you
Absolutely.
Know? You know, if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like this generation, everybody wants instant satisfaction, instant gratification. Yeah. They don't want to work for things, and that's, like, I challenge everybody, look back on the things they value the most in life. Were they short or long term? Most of them, I would say they're long-term. There's something they had to yeah. work for, and they struggled, and they were bad at, and they gradually, they worked at it, and they became good at it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know, that's what it comes down to, dude, just mm-hmm. having long-term perspective.
Yep.
Short-term thinking is never going to be successful.
No.
It's not. Because, I mean, your short-term thinking, that is the moment that you're going to go buy the car you can't
It's afford. Never going to be, I didn't not make enough of my stock, my investing, or,
yeah.
I had a bad day doing this or that, I'm just going to give up on it. It's meant to be difficult,
Mm-hmm.
You fall down 10 times, you get up 11, you hear all these stories of, Abraham Lincoln, how many times, he failed in the election. I don't even know for sure, but it's, an amazing how many times he failed at being elected and finally, one of the greatest presidents mm-hmm. in our country's history.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
And it's so hard because there's not a lot of people out there on the social media platform
mm-hmm.
that show their failures. Mm-hmm. There's definitely some, Dave Ramsey, for example, he tells how he
not very went people are transparent on, yeah. all their struggles. Most people, because all social media is a highlight reel. And that's so far from the truth, It's like that picture of the iceberg.
Yeah.
And people just see the outside, the top of it, how small that is compared mm-hmm. to all the hard work,
underneath the water.
Struggle, yeah. The shortcomings, all of that.
That's just the stuff that we don't see.
Yep.
But that's the stuff that means the most is when 100%. All that work you put in.
Well, that's where it's won and lost at is yeah. in that time. It's not won and lost at when you show up to compete that day. It's won and lost in the training and yeah. all that.
In the late nights you spend yep. at the gym or
whatever it is.
You spend studying
mm-hmm.
for a test.
So it's won and lost.
Anything
for that degree or whatever.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh man, it's crazy. But anyway, yeah. how you liking Robinhood?
Is man,
it going pretty good for you. You've had some pretty good success.
I guess I got in a pretty good time.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Everything it was crazy. So I guess ever since January, progressively been climbing.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
So I'm invested into Kronos,
marijuana
cannabis
stock,
company, marijuana stock, Apple, and Tesla.
Okay.
So, and I got all of them at a really good price. So yeah. I was 3 weeks in North Dakota. I have $1,500 invested right now. And I think I'm up $100 total. The last
that's
two
awesome.
Weeks I've been up $80 each week.
Oh, that's awesome.
So pretty good I felt, but I'm also prepared for those weeks I'm not gonna make as much money
because
or lose money potentially
so with the Apple stock that's mm-hmm. that's an awesome stock. It's one
yep.
that I suggested because the
yep.
price was so low
yep
and it's such a great company.
Yeah,
they make money, they have so much potential future.
I mean iPhones, the Macs,
watches, services companies,
they're so innovative.
Yeah, they're going to find
mm-hmm.
something to change in the next 5 to 10 years. They're
yeah.
going to keep up.
They're going
to
keep up. They're going to be ahead of the times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it's such a great long-term
yeah.
play. And I love that you got in at such a great price.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I don't really see where it's going to be that low again, honestly.
Exactly. 5 to 7 years from now,
yeah.
I guarantee that's going to be up
definitely.
$50 to $100 a share.
Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome. And Tesla, bro.
And that's it's kind of my risk one.
Yeah, 100%.
But I feel it's just I listened to on Joe Rogan's podcast. It's inevitable,
that's the future.
That car, that's literally the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's just if Tesla is the company to do it.
Yep.
And I really feel strong, strongly about them. Elon Musk, their CEO. How innovative they are.
Mm-hmm.
Everything their product stands for. And that's what you have to do. When you're investing your hard earned money into these companies. Do your research, and if you feel strong, if you have a good feeling about it, they're also going to take a leap of faith, but, it's one of them deals.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, anyway, man, let's wrap this up, dude. We got an hour.
Yeah.
Let's call it.
We got the ball rolling on this, appreciate everybody for tuning in.
Yeah.
Tell your buddies about it.
Absolutely, dude. Word of mouth. That's how we're going to make it out here, got to survive.
And so if you want to hear us talk about a topic, shoot us a DM or whatever. If you got
yeah.
get a hold of us, let us know and we'd love to discuss it. So.
Straight up. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, text, it don't matter.
Yep. Whatever.
We're
yep.
out there.
Yep. Stay tuned for the next one.
Heck yeah. Thank you. Appreciate
yep.
you guys.
Signing off.